Colmotores Motores is a Colombian car assembly plant founded in the year 1960. In 1979, it became a GM subsidiary.
In the labor action plan, Colombia was held accountable for the workers' rights. The result was a US-backed company that annihilated the lives of its injured workers by firing them.
Jorge Alberto Parra, one of its former workers, reported the terrible consequences of this event.
They claim to have provided jobs for thousands of people, but is it true? They provide jobs by firing their current workers. They hire new workers and dismiss the sick and old ones. They don't need workers above 40.
Why did they fire us? Who has given them this right? Why do they fire the disabled workers while it's against the Constitution? What's going on?
More than 200 Colombian ex-GM workers are suffering the same conditions. Colombia is among the top four economies in America and has made significant progress in the last decade. 40 years of domestic war and clashes between government forces and guerrillas have played a significant role in persuading foreign investors to channel their money toward Colombia. Economic powers believe that Colombia has the potential to quickly become one of the world's top economies. Although economic powers are organized, they are not honest with other nations. It's the Colombian people who pay the highest price.
In order to pass the Free Trade Act in Colombia, the U.S. asked Colombia to respect the labor rights. That's why the U.S. corporation itself has survived on taxes imposed on the people.
In the labor action plan, Colombia was held accountable for the workers' rights. The result was a U.S.-backed company that annihilated the lives of its injured workers by firing them. Is it called justice?
Why did they fire us? Who has given them this right? Why do they fire the disabled workers while it's against the Constitution? What's going on?
They claim to have provided jobs for thousands of people. But is it true? They provide jobs by firing their current workers. They hire new workers and dismiss the sick and old ones. They don't need workers above 40.
The most concerning issue is that this practice is not only happening in Colombia, but also in Brazil, Spain, Argentina, etc., all by the GM subsidiary companies.
Colmotores is a Colombian car assembly plant founded in the year 1960. In 1979, it became a GM subsidiary. But in 2011, Jorge Alberto Parra, one of its former workers, reported the terrible consequences of this event. The medical checkup Jorge Parra had before the company employed him shows he was perfectly healthy before starting work there. After working for 4 years at GM Colmotores, he was rendered forever disabled due to spinal injuries. He was only 34 years old. Having been found sick and disabled, he was unceremoniously sacked by his employers. No investigation into the cause of his injuries or compensation. More than 200 Colombian ex-GM workers are suffering the same conditions.
A mí me despidieron el 5 de noviembre del año 2010. Al otro día,
I was fired on November 5th, 2010. The next day, I went to the Ministry of Labor and met Jorge Parra, another victim of GM. He had long been fighting against this issue. I joined him and we filed a lawsuit against GM.
Y me vinculé y armamos un grupo de trabajo donde empezamos a denunciar los atropellos por parte de General Motors en contra de los trabajadores enfermos.
He told me, we are building an association of workers with the same problem. You can join us if you like. I agreed, but also said that I was expecting them to call me back. He said, then you should wait your entire life, because they're not going to call you back. So, I joined them.
Jorge Parra gathered 27 injured GM workers and ex-workers and called the group Asotracol. They demanded that GM comply with Colombian labor law and take responsibility for the well-being of its workers.
La asociación Asotracol nació el 19 de mayo del 2011.
Due to the many problems we had with GM, the Ministry of Labor and Lawyers, we decided to form the Asotracol Association on May 19, 2001. During the legal process, we realized that there were infiltrators inside the legal system that were supporting the company and foiling our attempts against it. This case precipitated us into forming Asotracol, which is the Association of Injured Workers and Ex-Workers of GM Col Motores.
When Ferny Rodriguez first saw the GM employment ads, he thought his dream had come true.
There are only a handful of good companies in Colombia, so one would be so happy if he got to be employed in a good one. It's a big excitement for everyone to be hired at GM, and like anyone else, I was extremely happy to see my dreams come true.
It was a successful employment contract to put a new car produced by GM on sale. Shortly before his contract ended, his first child was born. His child was born with cerebral hypoxia. Ferny took refuge in the company.
I studied for 3 years to work in a good company. One of the clerks who knew about my problem talked to the company's authorities to have me employed at GM. Before 2006, I didn't receive any complaint from my boss. On November the 24th, 2006, when I injured my hand at work, they took me to a private plastic surgery clinic. They didn't take me to any EPS, the Ministry of Health Protection, to repair my hand. The next day, they ignored the whole thing, and I got back to work as if nothing had happened. They moved me to the office, and after a month, sent me back to my former position. They gave me 6 months to rest for my hand's injury, but didn't change my position. I continued working in the same position, pneumatic welder operator. But I couldn't take hold of the equipment, and my boss didn't even let me go to a physiotherapist. Whenever I asked him to let me see a physiotherapist, he said, "Don't waste the time, get back to work." They didn't respect my disability. I knew that, like any other injured worker, I would be fired too. In order to avoid that, I tried hard, worked extra hours, and improved my performance so to be considered qualified. In 2007, we received the award of the best work team in the factory.
Ferny received a memorial plaque with his name carved on it and got a free vacation trip. But since that terrible incident, he had always been concerned about losing his job because his son, Angel, with 94% brain paralysis, was critically dependent on the insurance provided by GM.
Un año después del accidente, yo me cuidé en salud y yo fui hablé en relaciones. Yo dije, ¿qué pasa que?
1 year after the incident, I got fired due to my disability. I went to the public affairs and told them about my child's condition, and they assured me that I wouldn't be fired and that there was nothing to worry about.
Y las trabajadoras dicen, no, tranquilo, Ferné, usted es un buen trabajador, usted no lo van a echar. Ustedes, nosotros, por su niño, usted no van a echar. Tranquilo, ustedes deben de preocuparse.
But they fired him on May 31st, 2008. And because it was forbidden under Colombian law to fire a worker who suffered work-related injuries, GM Corporation sought a way out.
Using the excuse that there was a fall in the assembly line, they laid me off in 2008, while the company had its highest sale in that year.
By reviewing past cases, Ferny later learned that it was just an excuse to drive him out of the company.
They told me, the production is sluggish. We need you to go on vacation for some time. Don't worry. We know about your son's condition. We'll let you know if the production is back on track. Please sign here. I asked, and if I don't sign, you'll put yourself in trouble because they won't call you back. There won't be any payback and you won't receive any reference letter, so you can't work in other positions when the production is low. And I signed it because they assured me that they were aware of my conditions.
We used to live a happy life. The EPS used to provide all the medical services for our son, and I didn't need to go out. But in 2008, when Ferny was fired, we couldn't afford to take our son to the physiotherapist and his spine muscles were stiffened. Now he should undergo a spine surgery. He can't move and I frequently move him from place to place. It's really hard to have a paralyzed child. Especially because I have to take care of all his needs on my own.
Es difícil porque digamos no es fácil tener un niño con discapacidad porque nadie se hace cargo de un niño así.
Article 39 of the Colombian Constitution stipulates that every worker has a clear right to form or join any association or labor union without the intervention of the government or the employers. If Ferny or each of his co-workers had joined a labor association, they wouldn't have been in such a predicament. But it was not their fault. GM banned every worker from joining such organizations.
A few years ago, the union was strong. It was comprised of 1,400 members, but it gradually declined because the new workers were not allowed to join it, and only the old members who had worked in the company for 38 years and had retired remained. This led to the gradual decline of the union. This was the company's plan to put an end to such unions by sacking those who joined them.
Now the union has only 58 members out of 1,400. This is the consequence of violating workers' freedom, which is their fundamental and evident right under the Colombian law. Whenever workers wanted to join this union, Colmotors threatened to fire them. In several attempts, we sent our message to the workers to join the union, but each time the leaders and the production inspectors gathered the workers and warned them that if they joined the union, they would be fired immediately.
Before we signed the employment contract at GM Coal Motors, we were given a document to sign which required us to adhere to the so-called collective pact and not to join any other union. This collective pact was coined by the employers in order to prevent the workers from joining the labor unions.
Without the support of labor unions, they couldn't protect their rights. This case allowed the GM employers to put more pressure on the workers.
A raíz de eso, de la disminución en el sindicato,
The number of Syntrem members dwindled. As a result, Kohl Motors increased the speed of work and work intensity, which resulted in workers' spinal, carpal, and shoulder injuries. Finally, the injured workers were laid off, a gross violation of the Colombian law.
Y eso ha sido las enfermedades fundamentales que han tenido los trabajadores. Y de estando enfermos así, la empresa ha procedido a despedirlos, violando también la ley laboral colombiana.
The workers can only work for 8 years at GM Kohl Motors, and all of them are under 40. The injuries we're incurring will get worse and will play havoc with our lives, because we can no longer work in any other company.
No podemos encontrar empleo en ninguna otra empresa.
Now, if Colombian law forbids firing disabled or injured workers, how on earth could GM get rid of several injured employees?
¿Qué pasaba en General Motors? En General Motors teníamos un departamento.
What's happening at GM? Whenever workers incur injuries on their job, they should see the plant doctor first, and after he checks them up, he would decide whether or not they go to the EPS. The damages and injuries we incurred were cured by the company's doctors, and no one outside the company knew about them.
Donde estábamos afiliados, él lo autorizaba, mientras tanto no. Entonces, ¿qué pasaba? Que todos los accidentes de nosotros y las lesiones se quedaban dentro de General Motors para que nadie se enterara y ellos nos hacían los tratamientos adentro.
Allá mismo en la empresa está el departamento médico.
The medical results were kept within the company and they can be falsified easily. When I asked for my physiotherapy record, they didn't find it. So I couldn't prove that my injuries were occupational. The company even claimed ignorance of my injuries. They just hid everything that happened in the company.
Ellos dicen que no tenían conocimiento, porque la empresa lo cubrió para que no se supiera, ¿sí? Para que no se bajara los índices de seguridad.
Here in Colombia, the labor law stipulates that a disabled worker must go to the Ministry of Labor and the inspectors there must decide about his dismissal.
Pero a nosotros, en el caso de nosotros, muchas veces no nos llevaron un debido proceso.
The company kept Ferney's condition a secret to evade responsibility. But in Jorge's case, disability was issued. Then how could the company fire him?
Hay algo ilógico en el caso del compañero Jorge Parra. Él estaba incapacitado.
The odd thing in George Parra's case is that despite having an occupational disability certificate, the Ministry of Labor authorized his termination, which is totally illegal. That's why I've always said that the government is rife with corruption. The Ministry of Labor is inefficient and the lawyers are easily bribed. Unfortunately, GM is strong in Colombia and that it treats workers in whatever way it wishes and bribes whoever it wants.
Y desafortunadamente sí es cierto, aquí en Colombia existe mucha corrupción y fuera de eso la gente se deja.
Unfortunately, Colombia is fraught with corruption. It's easy to buy your goals with whatever price, no matter how many victims it would result.
Nosotros tenemos nuestras familias, tenemos nuestros hijos, tenemos todos ellos.
Not only have they oppressed us, but also our families and children, only because the authorities are corrupt. They revealed their corruption by making us lose our jobs, and the lawyers and the Ministry of Labor didn't do anything to help us.
No hagan nada, y que este Ministerio del Trabajo, a pesar de que hemos demostrado la corrupción, a pesar de que hay sanciones y todo, no hemos podido hacer nada.
All they can do is protect the documents they have, because they're the only evidence to prove their allegations against the company and to have the legal system look into the matter.
We shouldn't lose the documents. They are our only hope to prove our current conditions. We put them aside, George Parra's van. The company made several attempts to get their hands on them. We have to stay around Parra to protect the documents. They are our only evidence, and the company is trying to seize them. If I hadn't kept the documents related to that accident, I couldn't have proven it.
Del accidente, en mi caso, o sea, yo no tendría con qué sustentar que yo sí sufrí un accidente laboral.
The lawyers who wanted to represent them couldn't believe their claims. It seems that many have been brainwashed by GM. At the moment, they only trust the Solidarity Center lawyers.
We opted for the Solidarity Center lawyers to give us directions. We didn't want them to represent us, but only to give us directions and tell us what to do. All the documents were lost, one after another. That's why our protest went global.
When we reviewed the fines, we realized that the documents, records and certificates were falsified. The government officials blatantly built friendship with the company, supported and allowed it to enter the Colombian legal system and turn it into corruption.
Las posibilidades que ellos tienen de acceder a la justicia colombiana.
Ha habido muchas maniobras desde...
The Ministry of Labor tampers with the workers' medical histories and excludes their injuries from the official records of the company.
When they want to fire someone, the doctors conduct some medical examinations on the worker, and unfortunately the results are not based on impartial decisions. Through this process, they make documents for the dismissal of the workers.
Carlos Ernesto Trujillo is 32 and has worked at the GM Colmotores plant for 6 years.
The first thing I did was that I peacefully signed a contract with the company, but their intentions were not peaceful and they prevented me from asking for my right and finally fired me.
La duración lo que hace es perjudicar la columna, perjudicar todo el sistema óseo.
GM Colmotores never recognized Carlos Ernesto's injuries as occupational and fired him without allowing him to be examined by the EPS or Health Protection Organization.
I worked with pneumatic equipment. They shook my entire body. I also worked with welders. You can feel the shaking when you work with them. Just picture what would happen if you work with those machines for one whole year. It would annihilate your spine and all your bones.
Pedro Pablo Rincon was more successful because the company didn't try to conceal his spinal injuries and sent him to an EPS doctor in the first place. The EPS diagnosed him with work-related injuries, so he was given a different position. But when the company, using threats, coerced him into signing the termination letter, he realized how malicious the American multinational company was.
The medical examinations showed that the herniated discs and multiple injuries in the spine column were the result of repetitive and strenuous work with the machines, as well as long working hours. We suffered all this pain only to raise the company's production. The company then started pushing me to sign the termination letter. Otherwise, they would fire me with no compensation. Then I went to Maria Lucia Zambrano and asked her why they did this to me. I told her that I was injured at work and that I didn't want to be fired from the company. But the threats and pressures from the employers were unending. So I went to the EPS in Cruz Blanca and received an occupational disability certificate. Then in the last step, I went to the Association of Job Qualification Control in Bogota, Cundinamarca, and they issued a written order for the company that required it to consider my work disability. Through this, I was covered by the law that stipulates no company is allowed to discharge employees diagnosed with occupational disability.
Por tal, no puede ser despedido de la empresa.
But even this law couldn't save him from the cruel practices of General Motors.
The employers were so insolent that they bluntly told us, if you don't leave, we'll pay some people to attest against you, in which case you'll leave with no benefits.
Threats and pressure coerced Pedro into surrendering to the company. General Motors was on the verge of another victory when fresh protests were sparked that paved the way to victory for the ex-GM workers, although not without many hardships. Colmotores is a Colombian car assembly plant founded in the year 1960. In 1979, it became a GM subsidiary. But in 2011, Jorge Alberto Parra, one of its former workers, reported the terrible consequences of this event. Ferni received a memorial plaque with his name carved on it and got a free vacation trip. But since that terrible incident, he had always been concerned about losing his job because his son, Angel, with 94% brain paralysis, was critically dependent on the insurance provided by GM.
Un año después del accidente, yo me cuidé en salud y yo fui hablé en relaciones. Yo le dije, mira, ¿qué pasa que?
1 year after the incident, I got fired due to my disability. I went to the public affairs and told them about my child's condition, and they assured me that I wouldn't be fired and that there was nothing to worry about.
When we reviewed the fines, we realized that the documents, records and certificates were falsified. The government officials blatantly built friendship with the company, supported and allowed it to enter the Colombian legal system and turn it into corruption.
But even this law couldn't save him from the cruel practices of General Motors.
The employers were so insolent that they bluntly told us, if you don't leave, we'll pay some people to attest against you, in which case you'll leave with no benefits.
Threats and pressure coerced Pedro into surrendering to the company. General Motors was on the verge of another victory when fresh protests were sparked that paved the way to victory for the ex-GM workers, although not without many hardships.
Me hicieron firmar el acta en la oficina del doctor Ricardo Pérez.
They forced me to sign the contract in Dr. Ricardo's room, but they didn't sign anything. They also forced me to meet them after 3 months. I asked them to let me take the signed documents because the conditions seemed strange to me. They gave them to me. A number of my fired co-workers and I started pursuing the documents and noticed some strange articles. We consulted a lawyer on this matter and he told us that those documents were not legitimate for the termination of a worker, because the dismissal of a worker should be done in the presence of a judge and through the agreement of both sides. But it never went this way. For this reason, we decided to get together and go to the Ministry of Health and Social Protection, the Judiciary, the Assembly of Lawyers, and other governmental organizations in Colombia to raise our allegations against GM. But at the end of the day, we didn't receive any support.
The ex-workers realized that their battle with GM was tougher than they had thought because GM had connections in every level of government.
Colmotores controls all levels of the country, courts, Ministry of Labor, every level. We have the evidence to prove that.
Nosotros pudimos comprobar en el Ministerio del Trabajo.
We could show that in the Ministry of Labor, Mr. Luis Edgar Alvarado Vasquez, together with GM's lawyer, Mr. Ricardo Porras, had counterfeited our negotiations. We were accused of taking fake people to the Ministry of Labor to sign the summary of the negotiations instead of us, while we hadn't even been there.
Como si nosotros hubiéramos ido al Ministerio del Trabajo a firmar dichas actas cuando nosotros nunca habíamos ingresado al Ministerio del Trabajo.
Manuel Ospina is 42. He is another victim of the atrocities committed by the International American Company, because not only did they conceal his disability, they also exacerbated his injuries by improper medical treatment and got rid of him when he became completely disabled.
My job was to mount a 35 to 40 kilogram axle on the front part of the vehicle. I worked in a cellar, so I had to carry the heavy axles downstairs and mount them on the vehicles. One day, I lost my footing on the stairs and slipped while carrying an axle and got injured. They took me to the company's clinic. The doctor told me that it was not serious injury, but only a casual scratch, and recommended me not to report the accident, because if I did, I would get fired. I had five children, so I couldn't risk the dismissal, and like many, I took him up on his suggestion.
Manuel went back to work, but after 3 months, he started having sharp pains in his leg and couldn't walk. He went to the EPS and the x-rays of his spine showed that two of his lumbar vertebrae were displaced. The EPS then prescribed physiotherapy, but he didn't recover and went to an orthopedist in 2008.
Me dijo, pero usted ha mejorado mucho.
He told me, you have not recovered, you should have been more careful. I said, but I'm undergoing physical therapy here in this clinic. Then he called the president of the clinic and told him that my spine was in a terrible condition. I went to the orthopedist at the EPS and he took a new x-ray of my spine and noticed that the displacement of my lumbar vertebrae had increased.
Me sacaron otra radiografía en la cual ya aparece. Aparecía que ya tenía un desplazamiento de 11 milímetros.
5 months had passed since the incident, and the EPS doctor told him that surgery was the best cure.
When I went to the company and told the authorities that I should undergo spine surgery, they planned to terminate my labor contract in May. So they couldn't fire me because my injury was caused at work. They told me that I could go to the public relations after I signed the summary of the negotiations. I went there, but the person in charge, Maria Lucia Zambrano, refused to let me in. I got sacked like a wrongdoer.
No me quiso atender y me sacaron de la empresa como si hubiera sido un delincuente.
Finally, the lawyers accepted the allegations of the workers against the lawbreakers. Labor Minister Inspector Luis Edgar Alvarado Vázquez was one of them.
In this letter, the verdict for the Labor Ministry Inspector is specified. He is suspended from work for 12 months because he has committed the same crime in other companies.
Y que no solamente tiene este delito, sino que no solamente con esta empresa cometió varias irregularidades, sino con muchas empresas.
In addition to job suspension, he was sentenced to 74 years behind bars for other crimes, including bribery. He then fled the country and hasn't been heard of since.
También hemos logrado.
Following our attempts, the National Health Protection Office sanctioned DPS for falsifying the medical records.
We complained against the medical processes of the company and the judiciary found several cases of violations within our work and realized that there was a fixed pattern in all of the medical documents because they kept all the medical documents of a worker in his employment records in the company. This is illegal because the medical records of a worker should be given to him and his doctor.
There are numerous sanctions against government staffs for their complicity with culpable companies and their lawyers. This shows that there is a limited chance for workers to survive the injustice.
Despite their many achievements, Asotracol's members have not managed to make any headway regarding any of their complaints. Ivan Cepeda Castro, a Colombian congressman and human rights activist, will tell us why.
The labor law is ambiguous in Colombia. That's why it's prone to violation. Not only the newly legislated rules, but also those enforced in the legal system are all easily violated. In most cases, the law is not unbiased and conspires with the economic giants and multinational companies. This is the reason why workers' rights are ignored.
Muchas veces la justicia actúa de la mano con los intereses de los grandes conglomerados financieros o también de las grandes multinacionales. Así que es altamente probable que en este caso particular los trabajadores vean desconocidos sus derechos por procedimientos judiciales de carácter arbitrario.
Es inexplicable, es cierto. Después de haber conseguido
todo esto, this is the reason why we still haven't made any progress. The company hasn't solved our job issues yet, because the lawyers are corrupt. We have witnessed it. The agents of GM Coal Motors enter the lawyers' offices and spend their time drinking coffee with them. Then how should we expect them to save us?
Entran a las oficinas de los jueces, se sientan, toman tinto con ellos. Entonces, ¿qué podemos esperar aquí de ellos?
Incluso es usual ver.
We can also see that when there's a law to be legislated, the lawyers bribe the congressmen. The people I represent are a minority fighting for their rights in an unfavorable political situation.
Up to now, all our complaints and documents are kept in court number 16. This is weird. Why court number 16? Why do all the documents disappear there?
Y allí se han perdido todos nuestros procesos.
Nosotros, a partir de ver todos estos atropellos que cometieron...
When we observed the unlawful acts of the Ministry of Labor and the Health Protection Organization and their collusion with GM, we decided to gather in front of the U.S. Embassy on the first day of next month.
These violations are not only committed by GM, but also by the U.S. government, because the U.S. government is a shareholder of GM and is responsible for everything happens at GM. That's why we decided to gather in front of the U.S. embassy and not the GM plant, for we knew that the U.S. is the main cause of our current condition.
On May 1, 2011, Asotracol members gathered outside the U.S. Embassy in Bogota and set up tents there.
We set up 10 tents with 4 members in each. We carried on our encampment for 1 month. When winter came, we covered the tents with plastics and built our office. We hooked up cables from the street electricity to connect to the internet and do our work.
Their full-time presence on the streets and the privations they endured has put them under the spotlight. Some congressmen tried to take advantage of this event and took pictures with Asotracol members as a publicity stunt, but that was the last time they were seen showing any kind of support. The media soon lost interest too, and the reporters moved on to cover other disasters. Andrea Melo, a reporter at Investigation Independent, was the first to notice the media's indifference towards Asotracol's predicament.
No investigation was done on the part of GM or any other EPS organization, or even the Cleopatra EPS, which was the main part of the deal. The only activity was to announce the number of people outside the embassy.
Why is the media so indifferent towards them? Why hasn't anyone done an in-depth investigation and report on GM's unlawful acts and those of its partners?
Colombia is fraught with corruption and decadence. General Motors has complete control over the media because many of the channels are partly or totally owned by GM.
You may ask why these events are not reflected by the Colombian media. Because the owner of RCN channel is Mr. Adila Lule, and he is a shareholder of GM. That's why they never broadcast any news against GM. We also talked to Mr. Piri, one of the Colombian and the world's biggest documentary producers, who also works for RCN Channel. He told us that he didn't want to lose his income and gave us Manuel Teodoro's phone number, who works at Caracol TV Channel. We called Manuel Theodore, and when we told him about the issue, he apologized and said that Caracol and RCN had pledged not to work against each other and that he wouldn't broadcast anything against RCN. These companies received a huge amount of money from GM by advertising for it. That's why they can't publicize GM's crimes. City TV News Channel helped us by broadcasting our news, but GM interrupted the news by an advertisement.
Manuel and the other GM ex-workers all said that their report wasn't published in Semana magazine and instead a two-page GM ad was put. We can infer that Ardila Lule is a shareholder of Semana. They even evade talking about the fundamental human rights, for they would be labeled traitor.
Colombia's media are financially dependent on the companies. And there's a common belief in Colombia that complaining against these major companies will cripple the economy.
Atacar, por decir así, a las empresas extranjeras que invierten en...
Although the media didn't stand by them, the news of a group of courageous people demanding their rights from a giant company traveled beyond Colombian borders and received international support when the American ambassador, Mr. McCain, invited them to sit down and talk.
He supported us because he knew that he was the cause of our rights violation. We shared all our problems with him and showed him all the evidence.
Y el hombre es consciente de esta situación.
But they soon realized that the meeting was pointless. Tired of futile attempts, the Asotracol members decided to go on hunger strike and sewed their lips shut to express their anger.
Ocurrió que cuando hicimos la huelga de hambre,
then we sewed our lips and started the hunger strike. The embassy tried to cut off the electricity. They thought that this way they would force us to give up. We sewed our lips closed to pressure the company to enter serious negotiations with us because they never stepped up to talk with us.
After 24 days with sewn lips, GM finally sent a group of negotiators, but they just made fun of us because they wanted to pay us 10 million pesos in 1 year to be divided between the fired workers. As a result, I would receive 11,000 pesos. Is it enough to pay for my spine surgery? Is it enough for the rest of my life?
Imagínate, y con todos los problemas que nosotros tenemos, ¿tú crees que con 10 millones nos hubiera tocado como ya 100 mil pesos? ¿Será que yo con 100 mil pesos me puedo volver a operar la columna? ¿O puedo ir el resto de mi vida lesionado como estoy?
This shows that there are ruthless people who violate others' rights, regardless of their health. We are pushing for a fair and peaceful solution for these problems.
GM refused to cave under the pressure, and the company's surreptitious efforts to put an end to the whole affair made the protesters fear for their lives. They were under GM surveillance, and they knew it.
They have been filming us and the place we lived in. They have been watching us for a long time.
Hacía mucho tiempo nos estaban persiguiendo.
No hay ningún tipo de seguimiento.
No investigation or prosecution was conducted on labor exploitation, work conditions, workers' income and benefits, or violations of human and labor rights in Colombia.
Ni mucho menos de las violaciones que se cometen contra los trabajadores, que van desde infracciones al Código del Trabajo hasta crímenes de lesa humanidad.
Comenzaron a intervenir el computador, digamos,
they hacked the computers, cracked down on the members' activities, threatened and detained them.
Te pueden coger en la calle, interferencias telefónicas.
The major point in the Asotracol strike is that they are pushing for correct enforcement of the Colombian law. This has never happened before in Colombia.
Que no son legales y que de algún modo lo importante de su manifestación es que ellos cogieron la Carta Política de Colombia, la Constitución, y decidieron aprovechar esas herramientas para hacer algo legal. Y eso es algo que no tiene precedentes en Colombia.
2 years have passed since the encampment of the Asatrakols in front of the U.S. embassy, and things are only getting harder for them in the camp.
Manuel cooks foods, we have our lunch and read books, we make dinner and so on and so forth. This is how we keep on our protests outside the U.S. embassy.
Although the GM victims didn't see their lives improve, their unrelenting fight against corruption brought about change in Colombia's history.
The hard conditions and privations Asatrakol went through drew public attention, and everyone learned about the violations in the Colombian law. Now that our protest against GM is going global, it's changing its practices in treating the injured workers. They are no more firing sick workers, but instead training them for alternative positions, which is very good for the current workers. We changed the rules of the game at Colmotor's plant.
After Asatrakol's complaints and their long fight with the authorities, the workers' fear of joining labor unions has vanished.
Juan Manuel Romero is the president of GM Colmotores Workers Union. Prior to the formation of this union, numerous workers were fired for trying to form such an organization.
Se hace un intento por unos compañeros de crear un sindicato.
After witnessing the atrocities inside the plant, we decided to form a union. When the company learned about this, it fired 6 workers. We retaliated by carrying on what those 6 workers had done and built a new union with 25 members. Under the Colombian law, this is the number required to form a union. Our activities started since then, and today there are 110 workers in the union fighting against GM.
They themselves admit that the techniques and machines they employ at the assembly plants are obsolete and outdated. They're no longer used in other countries, especially in the U.S. The technology used in Colombia causes physical damages in arms, legs and spines, especially for those who have to lift heavy equipment or to work overtime.
We don't want GM to repeat what it did to the members of Asatrakol. There are already many sick workers in the company. Not only did GM turn a blind eye to Asatrakol's problems, but it also didn't do anything to reach a solution.
To GM, production is more important than the well-being of the workers, but it looks like the disabled workers intend on continuing their fight, which, thanks to Asatrakol, has been an unrelenting movement. But how many more nights must they camp outside the U.S. Embassy? How much longer must they voice their complaints before getting an answer?